From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Pakistan's military has rescued a U.S.-Canadian family nearly 5 years after they were abducted by militants. U.S. President Donald Trump thanked the Pakistani government for their efforts.
Yesterday, the United States government, working with the government of Pakistan, secured the release of Caitlin Coleman, Joshua Boyle, and their three children from captivity from the Haqqani Network, a terrorist organization with ties to the Taliban.
Trump said he hoped to see this type of cooperation in the future as well. The United States is withdrawing from UNESCO, the UN's cultural and education agency. The United States charged of affairs at UNESCO, Chris Hegedorn, explained why.
Two main issues prompted our decision. One was mounting arrears, which have been mounting since 2011 when this organization admitted Palestine as a member state. That amount in arrears is essentially unsustainable. Second issue, unfortunately, this venue has become politicized, undermining the work of UNESCO across its mandate. It's become a venue for anti-Israel bias. And unfortunately, we are taking the decision to withdraw from UNESCO at this time.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel was also preparing to pull out of the organization. The Palestinian Hamas faction says it has reached a deal with its rival Fatah over its political reconciliation. Fatah leader Ismail Haniyeh said details of the agreement would be announced later in the day in the Egyptian capital. Follow Voice of America on social media networks for pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News.